Hello, calling Earth. This is your host, Tom Edison, calling planet Earth. People of Earth, listen. We're taking over. That's right. We, the people, are going to take over. In fact, that's the clear message at the beginning of this Connect the Dots radio show. It's time to take command of the situation. It's time for the citizens of the United States to take command of their government and citizens all around the world, human beings. And we're not talking about the clones and the alien imposters who disguise themselves as humans. We're talking about the real people here, the real people, the poor people, the lower middle class people, the regular middle class people. We need to take control of our fake governments, our evil governments. Yes, they are controlled by evil, negative aliens. And participating along with them is the evil corporations. In fact, when we hear about how many people walking around are not really humans, we understand there's plenty of them around to fill all the seats in all the governments and be the top key players in all the super wealthy corporations. You know, there ought to be a law that nobody of having any wealth can be a member of any government, because these people who have wealth, these people that were born with the silver spoons in their mouth, don't know anything what it is to take care of common people. And of course, the negative ET races that still control a large part of humanity, they don't give a crap about us because, you know, we're just a conquered world, you know? We're human slaves to them. And so we need to take command of everything, because the people that go playing along with this government control of our lives, it just ain't working. It never did work. And we need to take command of the situation. We need to be change all the laws, and we need to take command of these people that we have stupidly given authority over us. And we have to stop complying with stupid laws and stupid authoritative positions whereby the elected officials are the biggest traitors walking on the planet. Stop complying to stupidity, to oppression. You should have realized by the COVID situation that the government and the corporations, the world controllers, were willing to slam the door in your face and lie to you as they're stabbing you in the back with poison needles or stab you in your arm. And even talked about that, you know, leaders talking about putting more jabs in people's arms. Well, that sounds like a violent action in itself, and there is no logic to that. And this scam has been going on for too long. We have to stop complying. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. This is call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. If you have something important to say, call in. If you're listening to my voice now and you know people who are protesters about the slaughter going on in Gaza there, have them call in, you know, or tell them to tune in next week or something, or tune into the show now and understand. Listen, you protesters, it's a bad time. We're all glad to hear that the people on college campuses are looking to protest the atrocities going on in Gaza and the Ukraine, too, you know. And it's sickening. And unfortunately, you should have figured out by now, all you people that protesting, that the old ways of protesting are just not going to work. These traitors, pretenders that have been elected to government, they don't give a crap about what's going on in Gaza. All they care about is putting money in their pockets or serving some negative ET race that keeps them propped up in their fake position of authority. I mean, we need to start talking the truth here, you know? It's good that college students want to have their voices heard and want to complain about the genocide going on in Gaza, and it is genocide. And, of course, that's – we need to connect the dots here, you know? The Netanyahu dude is an evil bastard. He's the satanic worshiper. He might as well be, because he is behind this whole thing. Just so the sake that he could stay in power, he arranged the whole thing. The info's out there. I don't make this shit up, man. It's been out there since October of last year. The border was purposely left open so an atrocity be committed, so the jerk Netanyahu, satanic Yahoo himself, could serve his demon masters and create more bloodshed and suffering and genocide, and serve all the people that want to just take more land from the Palestinians as if they didn't take enough already. But you know, demons are never happy with anything, and they're heartless, you know? They have no compassion. That's how he can perpetrate this. And as long as he stays in power, that's what he wants. And he's pleasing all his demonic friends. I don't know, they give him a couple of extra gallons of adrenal cream, if you know what I'm talking about. The stuff with the... They make kidnapped children suffer, and they, it puts ingredients into their blood, and then they drink their blood for some kind of sicko high or something like that. Purely satanic, purely evil, purely non-feeling, all of it. And this is what the governments of the world all have catered to, including the U.S. government. They're all in on it, including the big corporations and all the leaders of the big corporations. I don't know. There might be a few good corporations out there, but point them out, you know, to me, because I don't see any. They're all in on it, you know, even talking about. So the message here is simple. Hey, just remember, you're listening to BBS Radio, Internet Radio, Radio Free America, where people like me can speak the truth without being hassled by the corrupt, evil, fraudulent government. And the message is, stop complying. All these, you know, if you have any understanding of what America has become in 1871, it became a corporation. This isn't George Washington's America, the people that wrote the Declaration of Independence. This is corporate America we're living in, where the corporations, one of the leaders being the Crown in London, England, in that special London square mile of territory. It's not even part of England. It's a separate entity into itself. It refers to itself as the Crown, run by the bankers. They have hijacked America back. All your tax money goes there. This has all been investigated. You should know this. The IRS isn't even an entity of the United States. It's a foreign entity. And they've been given authority to extract money out of your paychecks. And if you're too stupid, if you're willing to play along, you're complying with it. You know, I've known people that went to court and got the government, individuals, no money, just average individuals, because they looked into the laws and they found out that this whole thing is fraudulent. It's taking money out of your wages and stuff like that. And they won the case. by themselves as an individual against the IRS. Don't listen to that crap on TV that they're about trying to make you fearful. In fact, that's what half the commercials on TV are about. More, oh my God, they are brainwashing you on TV. It's sickening. Stop complying with the lies, the fear tactics. The easiest way to stop complying with the insane laws we have is, you know, those of you that drive, stop wearing your friggin' seatbelt. You know, you need to stop doing that. Don't wear a seatbelt. It's oppression. I've explained it before. When you strap on that seatbelt, first of all, you're complying with an evil rule. It's government controlling your behavior. Plus, they're limiting your breathing. When you have a seatbelt strapped across your lungs there, that is restricting your breathing. And when your breathing is restricted, your vibrations go down, which makes you more in tune with the dark side. Because they are of low vibrations, and all their filthy habits, their anger, their violence, their jealousy, their revenge, those are low vibrations. And they want to drag you down in the hole with them, you know? And that's what the seatbelt is all about. It's not protecting you, please. If you want to protect yourself, drive carefully and pay attention. You'll be able to avoid all serious problems. You know, and don't count on those stupid airbag to save your life, please. More scams to manipulate you and to live your life around fear and give you a false sense of security. Good driving habits will keep you safe. You don't need an airbag and you don't need a seatbelt. These are all lies and oppressions designed to take away your independence, and you've complied with it. Stop complying with it. Yeah, we all don't want to get a ticket when the cop pulls up alongside of us. So as if you're paying attention, you'll see if a cop's behind you or pulls behind you, then put your seatbelt on or just hang it over you to make it look like you have the seatbelt on so you don't get the ticket. And the fact that the police are willing to enforce these laws, we need a new type police system where police are not willing to force stupid, oppressive laws that are designed just to harass people, lower their vibration, and make money for the township, which they all turn the collection plate after the trial that finds you guilty of not complying with oppression. That's it. Stop, you know, do something meaningful. Gain some confidence and courage in your life. Do not put that damn seatbelt on or you're a friggin' coward. I hate to say it. You don't need a seatbelt. Maybe somebody who's like totally incompetent and has no normal motor skills needs to be strapped in for their protection, okay? But the regular amount of people, we're talking 999 out of 1,000 people, don't need a seatbelt. And we need to get rid of this stupid idea because one or two people can get harmed. We all have to give up our freedoms. Crap. You know? And this thing about the speed limits, you know, if you know the truth about driving a vehicle, American Automobile Association, AAA here in America, they've asked the people that buy their protection system, you know, to be towed in case your vehicle breaks down and all that. They've done surveys, and every time people come up with the same answer, they drive at the speed they feel comfortable at. Speed limits are oppressive things, and they are just trying to make you suffer more. We got vehicles designed to go 100 miles an hour or more, and they're telling you you've got to drive 25, and they're lowering that in some places down to 15, which only puts you in more jeopardy because it's almost impossible to drive at 15, you know? Some cars, you just put them in the gear, they're going to go faster than 50. In other words, we've got to put our car in gear and then ride the brake pedal all the time so we can drive at 15 miles an hour. Ridiculous. In a car that's designed to go normal speeds, you know, 50 or above. And most roads, you can go 40 or 50 on no problem and still maintain safety. And the kids, you know, the parents need to teach the kids to look before they run out in the street. And this whole thing with the friggin' cell phones, people are walking down the street with their cell phones, they come to the corner, and they've got this attitude now. They've been brainwashed. Okay, don't have to look because you have the right of way now, you know, with these new traffic laws. You don't have to look. That's nonsense, you know? People need to be looking when they're walking around. There's more fatalities and people getting hit by vehicles now than there ever was. And it's these crazy laws. Stop complying with the crazy laws and stop voting for people that keep putting forth these crazy laws under the skies they're helping people. They're not. They're just taking away your freedoms and smiling at you while they stab you in the back. You know? And they also, you know, how many times are you, the people, going to allow the government, the evil government, and they are evil because all they do is make laws to take your rights away. And these laws are not even really legal because we've accepted the corporation as our government in America, and they are fraudulent. Everybody in the government now is fraudulent. And so, you know, we're coming up to the election in 2024, and just to mention all you Trump lovers out there, I don't dislike the guy, but he's fraudulent too in a certain way. You know, people go, oh, he's still the president. What, president of the U.S. corporation? That's fraudulent. Very, very much so. Everybody in the U.S. government is fraudulent, and many of the people in state governments are fraudulent too because they have not taken an oath to the Constitution. They have taken an oath to the U.S. corporation, which is an imposter that took over America back in 1871 and continued to take over in as many ways as possible, you know, like the FDA. You know, with a name like Federal, we all got tricked into believing it was a government agency. Now it's run by bankers, just like the IRS. It's a banking institution designed to extract money out of your paycheck. And then there's the birth certificate scam that got perpetrated upon the American people. And all these people in the government now, none of them are talking about that were complying with a fraudulent U.S. corporation, which is not really a real government. U.S. government was commandeered, and it was commandeered by people in government at that time who sold the people out for bribe money, probably, or it's just plain stupidity and didn't see where it was going. But we have all the facts on this now, and here's the important thing. These are the things that the protesters should be bringing back. And we're going to have some big opportunities coming up this summer. The two national conventions of the two crooked parties that are kind of part of the world control situation. Yeah, they're not interested in your in anybody here in America. Let's see, the Republican National Convention, I think, starts on July 15th and runs to July 18th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Well, that's a lot. That's a good town for a lot of people to drink a lot of beer and get rowdy and voice your opinion, that's for sure. Milwaukee, yeah. And there should be plenty of protests there, too, not just at the Democratic National Convention, but at the Republican National Convention, and start protesting and start calling them what they are. They're all traitors. They're all fraudulent representatives. And even if they got elected, by lying to you. They're not true servants of the government. They're serving the corporation. Understand, the U.S. corporation is not the real U.S. government. This there ought to be plenty of signs at that convention and at the Democratic one also. In fact, the Democratic convention is going to be in Chicago. Boy, that's going to be a lot of things happening there. But just don't go there and ask the normal stupid things like get out of Gaza, get out of the Ukraine, and all this other stuff. Those are important issues, but you're wasting, you're talking to the wall. These people don't care about that. They might pretend to care about it to get your vote, but they don't really care about it because look what they're doing. They're giving money to the people that want to continue the wars here, which is Ukrainian crooked government. They want to continue the war because they're part of kickback scheme too. And just like the Israelis, they want to continue the war too. Everybody is in on this. The weapons manufacturers, they want war because that's how they make money, you know? And look, let's just talk reality here. You know, the only time the U.S. government, and it's been like this for a long time, gets on board, both parties agree to do something, appropriate money, they only appropriate money for which there is kickback included. When they're sending $60 billion to the Ukraine or something like that, $30 billion to the Israeli government, half of that doesn't even get to these people. It goes back in their pockets, and they're getting filthy rich on it. Yeah, this is your American, fraudulent American corporation government. You know, they're pretending to be government. They're not. They're a corporate entity. This is a fact, and it can be proven. You know, so when, like if you're a protester, when you're and you show up these conventions, you need to be calling out on the loudspeakers, resign, dissolve the corporation, and start talking about the real things and mentioning that all your laws are fraudulent. They're not legal laws. They're statutes and decrees. And the police departments have been compromised to go along with this and force these illegal statutes and decrees, which the court system is all in on to. And they all share the profit money when they can find you guilty of something. Yeah, this is known facts. I didn't make this stuff up. This has been circulating around for years now. People have investigated, you know? And another thing everybody can do, you want to, if you're in America here, if you want to be more of a free person, you need to get a real birth certificate without your names in capital letters. You need to become a state national, it's called. Not a citizen. A citizen had the definition of a citizen has been defined, uncovered, and defined as a dead vessel in the sea. That's right, and that's they did that with the birth certificates. Everybody from I don't know, was 1933 on or something. Everybody born after those dates in America, you were declared a dead vessel at sea, and then when you getting as you go through your life. Plus, they sold your dead vessel on the stock market in a trust fund. You know, this information is out there. It's been out there for a long time. And when you go to court, you go to the maritime court. That isn't a real U.S. court. It's maritime court under maritime laws, something set up by the Crown from England a long, long time ago. And the fines collected, it's all shared. Some of it goes to the Crown. Some of it goes to the judge when they find you guilty. Some of them at times, the money goes to the police departments for participating in the scam, you know, arresting you for statutes that are not really laws. This is the reality of what's going on. Everybody has to stop complying. And, yeah, the Democrat National Convention is going to be in Chicago, August 19th to 22nd. You protesters that go up there, start putting up the signs, dissolve the fraudulent government, resign your fraudulent fake politicians. All of you need to resign. You know, stop pretending to be legal representatives of the people. Just because you got elected in fraudulent elections doesn't mean that you are justified to rule over us. And that's all you do because you're just NFG unresponsive. You know, I'm talking the real truth here. And like I said, you got to start somewhere with stop complying and the seatbelts. Take off your seatbelts and just make sure the you don't allow the police who are willing to participate in this fraudulent scam of oppressive laws. Just make sure you don't let them see you with the seatbelt off. And if you need to put it on for 5 seconds while they pass you by, that's okay. And then take it off again because you want to stick up for your life, your health. Seatbelts take away your breath. Your breath is half your life force. Why haven't you been told this? Well, they don't want to tell you the truth. They want to keep using and abusing you and weakening you. And if you listen to, you know, they tell you don't watch mainstream TV, but let's face it, it's become American pastime, and it's just so easy to go there and click on the stations that they're already. But the commercials are the real evil. Oh, yeah, the friggin' commercials. They're still coming up with new concoctions to get you to get vaccines for everything, you know? It's gotten so bad, it's like there's a vaccine for toothache now. You don't want toothaches anymore? Well, get the vaccine for toothaches. You know, I don't think that's a real one, but it's about that bad. You know, vaccine for a dermatitis or something, vaccine for... Maybe you could catch a sexual disease, yeah, vaccines for HPV or something. And even this company, Humira, used to be considered a healthcare company or something. They've got a vaccine for something else, too. And, oh, and they're to con you into accept this. Yeah, if you sign up with their healthcare program, you can get free vaccines for whatever, you know. And there'll be more. And after the fake pandemic with the fake make-believe COVID that never existed, you know, it was all about conning you and to go to the doctors that are controlled by Big Pharma and to allow them to inject unspeakable poisons into your body. And, you know, hey, this is Radio Free America. They can't cancel this show because I'm talking against vaccines. They're illogical. And if they were willing to talk about it publicly, they could not win the argument. This is simply vaccines are logical. And the doctors, so-called mad doctors who came up with these inventions, they were probably brainwashed by some evil government to come up with this idea to jab inject poisons into people in the idea it was going to help them. Total nonsense. Total lies from the beginning, and they kept telling the lie over and over again. They kept showing the make-believe statistics, I mean, if they weren't make-believe, to con you into believing and accepting that this is a legitimate practice. There is no logic to it. It's ungodly. It's oppressive. It's invasive. And like I said, if they had to debate it publicly, the doctors and the manufacturers of the vaccines could not win the argument with those of us that know what real health care is. And so that's it. I hear there's a caller. Hello, caller. Who am I speaking
to? Hi. How are you?
Hi. Whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Elise Rica.
Oh, that sounds like a really pretty name. What's on your mind?
I was listening to you, and yeah, I heard you talking about the government. And this is something that I've heard recently amongst my crew that I work with. And it's kind of some amazing literature to get into and dig through once you start digging it up.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing stuff, yes. But you're also talking about the vaccines. And I happen to know Professor Sarah Gilbert. I know her. She works at she's the woman who designed the Oxford vaccine. And so yeah, that was a good kick in for me. But yes, even she, as a vaccine designer, has said the words that there is a lot about viruses and so forth that people do not realize, that they you have a locked system, and the only way a virus can from the outside of your body can get inside of your body and infect any of your cells is if you open the cell with like ascorbic acid or any of these other, you know, things that they put inside of the vaccines. Yes, so they definitely viruses can't get into your body unless you perforate the cell, the organism itself. So yeah, there is no reason for a vaccine.
Of course there isn't. And I've said this before on my show, but I'll say it again because it's just common sense. You know, the doctors, always when they talk about vaccines, they keep talking. I mean, this is the lies they put out on the media. They keep talking about, well, we got a good response from this vaccine. And we're talking about, they keep talking about the immune system went into high gear. I mean, right. It's so stupid that is supposed to convince you or convince them, and they believe their own propaganda, because it's obvious. If you inject poisonous substance into a body, of course the immune system is going to become more active. I mean, you know,
this is common sense.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand this. Of course the immune system is going to go on full alert because a poison was just injected into your healthy body. And they use this.
Not only poison, but heavy metals, you name it. There's just
something foreign
DNA
is injected
that,
into your bloodstream. Of course your body is going to respond to that. And heighten immune system responses. And they use that as to prove, as some kind of proof that their vaccine works. It's insane, you know?
Well,
it's totally insane.
You know,
but nobody
put
questions
poison
it.
In anybody,
yeah.
Because their body's going to be on high alert.
Exactly.
Excuse me? Yeah.
That's exactly true. But it's so obvious, but it isn't talked publicly. And the doctors, they've all convinced themselves, you know. They have told this illogical conclusion for so long, they actually believe it themselves.
Well, they haven't actually done, I mean, they have not done the research. They are not researchers. These doctors are people that sit inside their classroom and they are taught what they are to know. They are given knowledge and taught to memorize it. That's what they're doing. They're not researching. They're not digging in to some unknown fact, you know, some unknown item, unknown, and then finding fact. They're not doing that. They are using the wheel that's already invented, you know. They're just not inventing a new unit at all. They're not inventing some new discovery, anything.
Absolutely. They're told, here's a box of crayons. And now we want you to improve, make more powerful vaccines with this box of crayons. But you can't add anything, use anything except this box of crayons. And they accept that, and they go out from school, and they get jobs at pharmaceutical companies, and they just follow the rules they were told they have to follow.
And
questioning the logic of it, you know?
Well, and they're really just drug dealers, ultimately, in the real world, when you go to a doctor. When you go to a doctor, think about it. Big Pharma has already sent their salespeople over there to to push out certain drugs that are new and that will heighten their pocketbook. And the doctors, they don't have to buy the crap. They just simply prescribe it to people because they want the end result. They already know what the drug
has
already.
Yeah, they want the kickback. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, they already know what it does, so they want, you know, whoever needs to end up feeling like this, that's what they give them. It's just, that's the way it goes.
I mean, I know, it's so obvious what's going on. I mean,
yeah,
the doctors have become the big pharma salespeople, you know?
Yeah. And then the petrochemical, I mean, all of it's all, we all know why Rockefeller, you know, designed the entire medical field from the licensing program to the schooling. I mean, he owns it all. The Rockefeller family owns it all. They even own the medical heart association. I mean, the American Medical Association, excuse me, and the Heart Association. They own them all. They own them all. Everything, every aspect of it. And a doctor is going to get, you know, they're going to get canned and barred and not allowed to be licensed if they go contrary. I mean, that, because 100 years ago, we were using herbs and things that match our bodies. That's my specialty, archaeology. You know, I'm into the food part where, I've studied that. And, so things were different back in the way old ancient days.
Oh, yeah, there were real inventive scientists once upon a time. But nowadays, all the grant money goes to the people that are just willing to, follow what they were told to follow, you know.
And
in a laboratory, infecting rats and mice with poisons, and we'll pay you good for that. It's insane, you know, and it's even unethical. I mean, the whole idea, it's okay to subjugate mice to life in a cage and be injected with poisons. And, of course, they do it with other monkeys. They do it with all kinds of creatures, rats, you know?
We've all heard about the underground dumps. Now, anybody that wants to disbelieve any of that stuff, well, that's fine. I get it. You know, I haven't seen them either. But there are a lot of people who have and who have talked about it. And if you think logically, there are people who are doing terrible things are going underground. You know, I mean, they're hiding what they're doing, and they've been testing stuff not only on these little mice and keeping animals in cages, and they've been doing all sorts of stuff. I mean, how many people a year go missing? And I don't mean to go on that rampage, but I mean, so people have been for centuries. It's not just the last. It's not lately. It's been going on for centuries.
Right.
They've been dragging people off
it's
and testing
been going
on that.
Going on as far back as anybody can even think or know about, and people are are being victimized, other creatures are being victimized, and
where do we get all of our knowledge from? You know, we've got a lot of evil
entities out there, some of them disguised as humans, that they have no feelings, and they're willing to play along with this for whatever they get out of it, power. And there are entities that like to watch suffering and participate in that. And it's insane, you know. But like I said at the beginning of the show, we have to stop complying with that. It's not okay to do that, and we need to speak out against it, you know. But we have to do it in an intelligent way, like these protests at the colleges about genocide in Palestine and stuff. Yeah. They're not going about it the right way. I mean, I'm in New York here. They had these big sit-ins at Columbia University, and they're asking the Columbia University to stop doing business with Israel. And it's a ridiculous claim. First of all, Columbia University is not the government who makes the decisions to sell the weapons to the Israelis or anything like that. And Columbia University, they're part of the New World Order, too. They run the programs, the education programs that brainwash the kids to just keep going the way it is. In fact, because I've gone over to Columbia to see what's going on now and then, And I've seen some of the literature that they have out there for their science programs and stuff. And it's just total waste of people's time. You know, there was somebody, I remember seeing an article where the science department was subjecting a cube shape to powerful forces to destroy it, to see how much it could take. And their final conclusion was, well, the cube responded equally on all sides. And, of course, the cube is a kind of like a square. It's a six-sided cube, you know? And mm-hmm. this was a science project. I mean, we could have, like, just guessed with something shaped like a cube that whatever forces you put against it, it's going to have the same effect on all sides because all sides look the same, you know?
Well, that's and the ABCs.
This
was, I mean,
considered
as long as
a major scientific study. I mean, just a waste of people's time and money, you know? And it was all
well, that's because they don't want to get into the bigger things. You know, they don't. If we don't move on and evolve into the bigger thinking processes, well, then we're not going to go that direction. I mean, as long as they can keep us small minded. I mean, think about the I'm going to bring up the giants. Okay, Everybody has read an article regarding giants. Okay,
you mean giants
in the past.
Of the past.
Well, as of recently, like in the 1930s, there was one left. I wasn't around, so I didn't get to study him or what have you, but they have not hidden his body parts yet. They have not hidden them completely. But all the others, yeah, we have found many, 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 many very large human beings. You know, 7, 8, 9, 10, up to 15, 19.
Oh, even bigger than that. If, you know, just recently, because I watch mainstream media news because I want to see what the enemy is up to.
Sure.
Not that I'm like going to believe their propaganda, but I want to see what the enemy's up to, what kind of bullshit they're trying to get us to believe, you know. And mm-hmm. they had... What's-his-name, Putin, was inaugurated for his fifth term in Russia. And mm-hmm. they had footage of him walking through the doors into the palace. And the doors are like 15, 20 feet tall. Now, you don't make
right?
doors like that for regular people. So that's more proof there that at one time there were giants walking around in Russia, and they probably had some ruling authority. And that's why they had to make the doors that big. And there's plenty of other
buildings
that big
in the world
with these giant-sized doors. They weren't made for regular people. They were made for giants, you know?
And that goes with their... Oh, God, you really awakened a lot in me. There are numerous existing buildings, that have doors like that, that have doors that of that height. And they just numerous.
Yeah, what's the purpose of having a door that big unless there's a living creature that needs a door that big?
That needs it. Yeah. Well, I like a grand doorway myself.
There are actually dozens of pictures of people at 12, 15 feet tall amongst regular humans that were not that uncommon 100, 150 years ago, 200 years ago. When photography first came out, and they got pictures of them, you know.
Yeah, I've seen that some video too, or I mean, some film of a gentleman walking.
In fact, within the last 50 years, there was a famous wrestler called Andre the Giant.
That's right.
He was like 7.5 feet tall, and. He was a giant-sized human, but small compared to the real giants of the past. And the official reason he was suffering from giganticism. That's why he was so big. It was a
giganticism.
It was some kind of disease that made him that big.
Some trickery.
You know?
Trickery.
Yeah, the doctors are always coming up with this. You know, the crooked official doctors. the lying doctors are always coming up with fancy names for things they don't understand or want to understand. Sure. But, yeah, absolutely. That's it. And I remember also about 50 years ago, something like that, there was somebody in England at one time. He was 8'2".
That's
pretty tall. Within the last 50 years, he was 8'2" tall and considered at that particular time, he's probably long dead now, the biggest man in the world. And mm-hmm. then there's the African tribe in South Africa where there are 8-9 feet people. But
Pardon? Today.
Yeah, there's still a tribe in Southern Africa that I forget which ones they are. You know, what, Tutsi? I can't think of the name. But, it's a small tribe, and they're all 8-9 feet tall. They still exist. Of course, they don't make it into the limelight. You know, we don't want people thinking about those things. You know, they were a novelty when they were first discovered. But talking about large skeletons, on the Internet, people have posted pictures of archaeologists who dug up big bones of humans, and some of them were about 30 feet tall, real giants, we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were around the Mediterranean, I think, on the islands of... and in the islands of, I think, Sardinia and Malta in the Mediterranean, and plus the Middle East there. And, of course, we have the stories of the Anunnaki landing in that part of the world, and they had some giants among their civilization, too, or they manufactured giants or something. And it's all about
the Anunnaki were tall.
Pardon?
Weren't they? Weren't the Anunnaki very tall, like 15, 14
feet? Yeah, they were
feet?
Bigger than regular humans, and that's why they were, whatever they were, 10, 12, 15 feet high. Yeah, and that's why they were easily took over humanity, because they were bigger. And, there's even that story in the Bible, Daniel and Goliath, mm-hmm. one of the last giants running around there, and He kills it with a slingshot. So there are plenty of stories, and most of the real large artifacts, somehow they disappeared, I guess, you know. The only large bones they allow humanity to find are the dinosaur bones.
Right. Well,
we're allowed to see dinosaur bones, but we're not allowed to see large human skeletons.
Right. And those dinosaur bones, we're not even really positive if that's how they're actually put together. We're really not even positive.
Yeah, well, scientists pretending they have it all figured out, and they don't. They just glue the sticks together and say, well, this is how it probably looked, and we don't have any real ones. So it's always an artist's rendition of what the flesh looks like, you know.
Yes, it is. And I mean, you don't know if they were actually winged animals, unwinged feathers. Yeah, we don't. There is not a lot of information directly about them, for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, so they just do their best to try to figure out what it was. But I've seen pictures. Within the last 10 years, plenty have been floating around on the Internet of people uncovering these, in the Middle East region, these large humanoid skeletons. I mean, you look at them, it's obviously...
Here on this continent, there's been a lot of it, too. There's been quite a bit.
Yeah,
on both continents. On this continent, there's been a lot of them, and it is mostly in, well, on this side, too, on this side of the Continental Divide, or, you know, west of the Continental Divide.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the stories of some of the Native American Indian tribes, they had to war it out with the giants.
Yeah, they were the big red-headed guys that ate people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a giant,
exactly,
giant troll.
You know? And then we have all the legends and stories, and of course, science fiction movies depicting these characters. But no doubt about it.
But they're real.
There were large humans around, and it's unfortunate. And the pictures of the skeletons they've unearthed, you know, it's a full, complete, you don't have to figure out how the parts go together. They're obviously human skeletons, complete human skeletons with gigantic-sized heads and gigantic-sized bodies. I mean, that would be great display in a museum, but scrupulous people have seen to it that these things never make it to museums, you know.
Right. Well, there was in Lovelock Cave, and where is that? Is that in, I think it's in Nevada, Lovelock Cave. There was a couple of miners that actually found a giant, huge, he was probably 13, 14, 15 feet tall, and they figured, okay, this is one of the ginger giants. You know, that the natives used to have problems with, and they were cannibals. These things, they were definitely cannibals.
I've heard those stories too.
You can't find them.
Hidden, I guess. People with money come by and buy them, and they just lock them up. Or
but these guys like turned had newspaper clip that. They were in the paper and everything, and all of a sudden that stuff disappeared. No kidding.
Yeah, I know. When these things were being discovered, like in the 1800s and stuff, it became public news, but it never made it to the Smithsonian because that's a crooked organization itself. In fact, that's why I think they invented the Smithsonian Institute, so they could confiscate anything
want
the public to see.
Oh my God! You're absolutely, because most of these places that were created around that period of time, because this is like second. When was the Smithsonian created here on this continent? In Philadelphia, it was in the 20s, right? The 1920s or something like that.
I really don't know when it was created, but I know it's located in Philadelphia.
Well, I went there once.
They don't have any giants on display.
No, they don't. In fact, we don't even study anything like that in school. When preparing for the field, we don't study anything like that.
Here's what else has appeared on the internet: the people that have information in relation to DNA and how many chromosomes you have, and the height of a creature is determined by the number of chromosomes. You know, we have our 23 pairs, but if you had 48, you could be like 30 feet tall.
Wow. 38.
Yeah, and perhaps on some other planet that there are humans walking around that have the 48 chromosomes and all their chakras working and everything, and they are 30 feet tall, you know?
Wow.
So, that's the true reality of what causes someone to be tall. The number of chromosomes, at least with human beings, the number of chromosomes you have, pairs of chromosomes you have. And if you have the 48, you're at the top of the list, 30, 35 feet tall, you know?
Huh. That's kind of interesting.
I'm okay. I don't have to be 30 feet tall to be happy.
I don't think anybody, I mean, if everybody else was 30 foot tall, that would be okay.
Yeah, right. I mean, if everybody else is, then you want to be like everybody else.
But I wouldn't want to get stomped on or anything, or I wouldn't want to be much bigger than everybody else either.
You can see where it was a problem here on Earth because the average person was, between 5 and 6 feet tall. The average person still is. So if you got 15 foot giants running around, that's a big threat, you know?
Well, we've often called, the DNA molecule, right? We have 12 strands, right? two of them are only activated.
12 strands DNA, but the chromosomes what determines the height. Chromosomes.
It's packaged into the thread of the structures of chromosomes, you know, which are called the chromosomes.
At least that's what I picked up on the information I came across on the internet, that people were showing graphs in the size of humans in relation to the number of chromosomes, and they were talking about it as if it's a known scientific fact. So anyhow, that's what I have to add to that. I can't wait till the ETs land right after the event, and we're promised full disclosure. I'm sure they know about all this stuff that we're talking about here.
I'm thinking if they're out this way looking at us from up above, they know a lot more than that, right?
The ETs of the Federation, the Confederation and stuff, they know about the creatures all around the galaxy, but they're a little worried about telling us too much now. But they do promise once they physically land on Earth, which is supposed to be shortly after the thing called the event where we all get upgraded into silicon diamond type bodies, diamond crystalline bodies, then they're going to, which probably will reconnect us with our higher selves and we'll become more knowledgeable already. Then they're going to give us full disclosure of all the crap that's happened on our planet. And there's plenty of crap. And that has happened and is still going on. I'm glad you brought that up about the giants because, more people need to be asking questions about that. Why don't we have any giant human skeletons in museums, you know?
Well, a lot of people just look at it, like it's just one of those same old pieces of information that's bullcon. It's just one of those. People don't realize that stuff is just being talked about because it's
that belongs in a circus tent or something, and it's about it.
Right, a circus tent.
I'm telling you, I've been around people that things were happening. And if you were tuned in, there was like amazing things happening. But at the same time, there were people around that you might point something out to them, like what's happening here in the sky or something like that. And these people are so brain dead, they say, pass me another beer. In other words,
that's a long time ago.
That's where their mentality is. And there were a lot of people stuck in that routine, you know.
They don't want to know. They don't want
to give me another beer, you know. I don't need to know about your giants.
Kind of interesting.
I don't want to know about them.
I've heard people who will say, well, how does that benefit me to know about these giants?
Oh, yeah, okay, come on.
That's a pretty stumping question.
We
you
all
know
how to play how devil's it? Advocate and skeptic I heard you, but I don't believe you. Routine, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you called and brought up the Giants, we're coming to the end of the show.
Wonderful.
Hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully a few people got enlightened about a few things tonight, because that's what this show is all about. Okay. Have a good night. I got to go.
Good night.
Hey, it was that evil government disconnected me. I don't know who else to blame, but I was just going to do the countdown at the end of the show and followed by the music. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, if you know anybody who does protesting, tell them to listen and call in. You know, the protesters need a game plan. They need to start calling out the fraudulent government officials. Okay. Take us out of here, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody feel alive. Want to know I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. I was here to my stand without fear. It ain't clear to the world.